Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you with this beautiful scripture from the book of Psalm, chapter 90, verses 1 and 2. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. My dear brothers and sisters, it has been wisely said that no thinking person ever regarded the beginning of a new year with indifference. Each of us faces many concerns and questions as we stand on the threshold of the unknown future. And it's very important for us to know to put our trust in Jehovah. And Psalmist reminds us of this beautiful scripture that you have been our dwelling place in the past, throughout all generations. And he reminds us that even before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, you are God everlasting to everlasting. My dear brothers and sisters, let me focus your attention on the magnanimity of our Jehovah, the awesomeness of our God. He's a great God, good God, mighty God, magnificent God. He's a wonderful Savior, mighty Deliverer. He's our healer. He's our Redeemer. He's our Provider. He's our Protector. If he has done that for you in the past, he will continue to do that for you even in this year of 2023. So have that assurance of God's word in your spirit. Believe in it, trust in it, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 26 and verses 3 and 4, I like that scripture. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Verse 4 says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by Isaac Watts. He wrote about 250 odd hymns. And he wrote this hymn especially on these verses. And it says, the lyrics are, "O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same." Then he says, "Time like an ever-rolling stream bears all its sons away. They fly forgotten as the dream dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guide while life shall last and our eternal home." Beautiful, beautiful lyrics. I will assure you and encourage you to live confidently in the assurance that the one who has directed your steps to this moment of time is worthy of your complete trust for the days ahead. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. We have risen up to the glory of God, to the goodness of God, to the new day that you have so beautifully ushered in our lives. We are highly grateful to you, Lord. We thank you, we bless you, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify you, we glorify you. I pray, Lord, this morning, O Father, that, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their business, into, Lord, running the errands for the day, I pray that your great grace and glory will abound upon them. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders. Lord, take away every pain from their midst and bless them, O Father, because they are your heritage. They are called by your name, and so you will exalt them and lift them up for the glory of your name, O Master. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with the sicknesses. I rebuke every manner of sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your stripes we were healed and made whole. Lord, we know, O Lord Jesus, that you are a healer, a deliverer. And I pray that today your healing will flow upon your people from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. They will experience the mighty power of the Holy Ghost surging through and through. And Lord, relieving them, delivering them, blessing them with health and strength and vigor and vitality. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.